into a house where his former girlfriend, also a constable, and another male officer were present. Gunshots were heard shortly afterwards, and all three officers sustained fatal injuries. A state-issued firearm and ammunition were recovered at the scene. The Independent Police Investigative Directorate has launched a parallel investigation, while the South African Police Service has opened an internal disciplinary inquiry. And the City of Johannesburg's Emergency Management Services is urging residents to exercise caution amid the cold weather. Temperatures have dropped significantly with chilly winds and early morning frost expected in several areas. Weather officials warn that the cold spell may persist over the coming days, urging the public to stay updated on forecasts and to take the necessary precautions. EMS spokesperson Robert Moraudzi is advising residents to use heating appliances safely to prevent fires and carbon monoxide risks.
We remain on high alert, monitoring all 7 regions of the city for any emergencies which might occur. Our residents are encouraged to call our Emergency Management Services Command and Control Center on 011-375-5911 for any life-threatening emergencies.
And finally, the extinct blue buck antelope is now at the center of a major international de-extinction project led by biotechnology company Colossal Biosciences. The blue buck, once native to South Africa's Western Cape, became the first recorded African mammal driven to extinction in the early 1800s due to overhunting, farming, and habitat loss. Researchers say that advances in genetics may allow the species' DNA to be reconstructed using living relatives such as the roan antelope. Scientists hope that the technology could also strengthen future conservation efforts for endangered antelope species across Africa. In a recap of the top story, an 18-year-old man has been charged in connection with shootings at 2 Toronto area synagogues in March. That's all the news that I have for you at this hour. For High FM News, I am Lindwe Mkhwanazi.
High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is Lifelinks with the DL Link. Lifelinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Nikki Seberini here. So good to be with you. So wherever you are in the world or in South Africa, I certainly hope you're having a warmer day than we are in Josie. Although we shouldn't complain, because I know that certain parts of South Africa, wow, the floods, the storms, the snow. So the fact that the sun is shining, I'll certainly put a big smile on my face. And of course, to be in your company is always a pleasure and a delight, because on the DL Link Show, we connect you with insights, information, and illumination. We've got a great show lined up for you. I know you're going to enjoy it. And also, if you were interested in the Cape Town Marathon, you will be interested, because Dan Stillerman will be joining us. Michelle's going to be joining us, telling us about all the amazing things happening at the DL Link. And Brandon, who is a DL Link warrior, Brandon Isakov, will be joining us as well. So that's what you have to look forward to on the show today. I do want to tell you about what's happening on Sunday, this Sunday, the 10th of May at 5 p.m. at The Hive, 32 George Avenue in Sandringham. It's going to be a really, really beautiful night featuring stunning artwork by Natalie Miller-Rosenmayer. Now, the special event is all about giving back through art. So with incredible support, it's going to be a really meaningful cause. You get to make, it's an auction, it's an art auction for a cause. Your bidding will make a huge difference. The first two artworks sold on auction will see 100% of proceeds donated. 50% of the sale of the featured rabbi artwork will go to charity. And thereafter, 10% of all auction sales will continue to support the cause. So come and enjoy an evening of creativity, connection, and purpose, where every piece sold helps make a real difference. That's Art Auction for a Cause, happening on Sunday, the 10th of May at 5 p.m. at the Hive, 32 George Avenue in Sandringham. So hopefully you'll be able to make that one. So it's always wonderful to hear people's stories, interactions with the DL Link, and it's really great to be able to introduce Brandon Isakov onto the show today. Brandon, thank you for joining us. So lovely having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been described as just an amazing human being. These are the words of Gabby, and that you do so much for the DL Link but before your diagnosis, which was way back in 2024, did you even know about the DL Link, or had you already had associations?
No, and I didn't really have that much knowledge of DL Link before my diagnosis. My life was, well, definitely improved by having DL Link involved in my life.
So, Brandon, perhaps you can just tell us, going back to 2024, prior to your diagnosis, just fill the audience in on what led up to it and the journey that you then embarked on.
So, I was diagnosed in 2024 with lymphoma. I was very lucky that it was caught very early. I can thank my hairdresser for that, catching it very early. She noticed some nodes at the back of my neck and said I should go check it out.
Just pause there for a moment, because that's quite an important. Did you not feel the nodes? You weren't aware of them? It took for her to be feeling around?
So I was aware of the nodes, thinking it was ingrown hairs. But she said to me, you know, in her experience, that she had never seen that many nodes that close together generally being deemed as ingrown hairs. My then doctor, said to me, let's be precautious and let's have these things tested. And it came back as cancerous cells, which was a bit of a surprise for me and obviously my doctor.
What a shock that must have been.
Definitely.
And the way, I believe that at the same time, your late father was diagnosed as well.
Yeah, so we were diagnosed within a week of each other. Mine, luckily, was, like I say, stage one lymphoma, and he, unfortunately, was stage four pancreatic cancer. Sure. And he fought for close on a year and unfortunately passed.
That is, that's a very difficult diagnosis, and as you say, with the stage four, it must have been quite surreal, Brandon, being diagnosed at the same time as your father, at such different stages and different cancers. What was that journey like?
It was a very difficult journey for me, because I really couldn't be there for him as I would like to have been. Fighting cancer, you have to seriously concentrate on yourself. It's a hard thing to have to stomach, because if you are not fully trying to fight it, I think it can almost take the better of you. So when you're fighting your own battle and he's fighting his own battle, it's really tough to be there for one another. We tried our best and we kept in contact as much as we possibly could, but it's all unfortunately over the phone and over conversations and over WhatsApps, because you really don't have the energy to be running around trying to support them physically. It's just not possible. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I mean, that must have just been so difficult. I know that you also went for chemotherapy, so you have to be very careful with your immune system. And so there was all of that, as you say, energy, the treatment, of that, Brandon.
Definitely, right? Going into hospital, having chemo, it's not advisable, because you're going to pick up generally whatever's going around. Your immune system's at its lowest, and you kind of want to steer away from that, especially trying to keep yourself as strong as possible.
Yeah. And so how did you then hear about the DL Link?
So my partner, she and I have been together for 20 years, and she's actually a cousin of Gabby. So, it's that Jewish geography, 5 degrees of separation. And so that's how I heard about DL Link. And they were definitely a source of strength. And, knowing that if my dad needed something and I just wasn't able to get there, they could, be there and offer a lending hand where I just wasn't able to. Having DL Link is such a gem of a place where you have people that care about you from the word go. They don't ask or expect anything in return. It's just this place of warmth and acceptance, and just like, whatever we can do, let us know.
Yeah. And I know that you're in remission.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Amazing.
Thank goodness. I'm in remission, and I think we're all meant to be here for a reason, and that reason hopefully will show itself in time.
Yeah. And I know that you and Gabby still meet for coffees, and you still have this connection. As you said, the relationship has just developed from there. But I love that the connection is still there. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think like DL Link is definitely family for life, I guess. Much like my oncologist is now my second wife until I die, I think DL Link will be there in a similar vein, I guess.
That's a good second wife. So I believe that you went past, was it yesterday? Did you see the building and the center that's developing?
Yes.
Tell us about that. I'd love to hear from your perspective.
So, I've been with DL Link now, I guess, long enough to know the previous premises and the new premises and what it's gonna look like. So I've had an insight to this through Gabby. And from a place that was cozy and warm in terms of inviting you over and having discussions about what issues you have on the day, or how your treatment went, or what advice you can give to somebody else, or just being in an environment where it was cozy, but now you're going to be in an environment where it's just on another level. It's like somebody turned the dial to 11, it's beyond what I even thought it was going to be. And to see it taking shape like this is just phenomenal. I think whoever is going to be in that space is just, it's like I said to Gabby, I think, when can I move in?
That's how good it is. I have to go past. I'm dying to go and see what it looks like. So, I'm delighted to hear it from your perspective. And, of course, Michelle's going to be joining us just now, so we'll hear from her point of view, because we know Michelle's there and everything falls into place, or not. She makes sure it does. But what a vision. I always talk about, Brandon, the day years ago, old premises, the DL Link, and I remember Michelle walking in and saying, "We're buying a house. I'm just putting it out there, and we're going to buy a house." And look at all these years later. And that's Michelle, and that's the team. It's just pretty extraordinary watching that. So, Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. You are now the cheerleader, the official DL Link spokesperson and stroke cheerleader. Is there anything you wanted to share with us or the audience before we say goodbye?
Not in particular. I think just the fact that, you know, having DL Link out there, I only wish them all the success, and I hope that they are, you know, certainly get further well known in terms of the community and to cancer people, people facing cancer out there. So, you know, knowing that there's somebody that that's there for you, regardless of your situation. Just knowing that you have, you know, a community.
Well, thank you, Brandon. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been lovely having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to have an incredible person. We've had him on the show a few times. He has been instrumental. First of all, he is such a huge contributor to the DR Link. He's a donor. He's a runner. He's a cyclist. From the dinners, the casino events, he's always there. He's always helping. And he actually approached the DL Link last year to get involved in the Cape Town Marathon. It didn't go according to plan. However, it was still a pretty extraordinary event. And it continues in that the Cape Town Marathon will be happening again this year on the 24th of May. So Dan Stillerman will be joining us after the break. We'll be finding out. We'll go back to the very windy Cape Town Marathon last year and see if anything's going to change. We hope the weather's going to improve. We've got quite a few days ahead, but we're going to take a break and then Dan will be joining us. So please stay with us.
Are you looking for baby products that prioritize safety, comfort, and quality? From gentle baby lotions to soothing bum creams, Bennett's has everything you need to keep your little one happy and healthy. Proudly supporting families just like yours, Bennett's brings you a range of trusted baby essentials that you can rely on. At Bennett's, we believe in giving back and making a positive impact in our community. That's why we're proud supporters of the DL Link. Bennett's. Care is at the heart of everything we do.
Think different. Think smart. Be brave. Be outrageous. Speak from the heart. Speak non-stop. Act wisely. Act honestly. Respond cleverly. Respond tactically. Stand out. Stand tall. Stand aloud. For nearly 20 years, Insignia has been building brands locally and internationally, specializing in brand development, social media marketing and management, and digital advertising. We're an agile agency equipped to handle a full 360-degree brand and marketing solution. Looking to make your mark? Visit insigniaadvertising.co.za.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Hi FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So we know that there are huge storms. I was looking at Plettenberg Bay and the poor Beacon Isle nearly washed away. Thank God it is still standing. And of course, the storms all over. And as I alluded to, the Cape Town Marathon happening, we've still got some time for the weather to settle because we know that it was a huge, well, a stumbling block is actually an understatement. It was cancelled because of the weather. But that doesn't stop the DL Link. So we have Dan Stillerman on the show. Dan was the fabulous person who approached the DL Link and said, come on, let's also do the Cape Town Marathon. We can do a double whammy, Cape Town Marathon. We can do the 947. I cycle, I run. And so that's just the next stage, the next iteration at DL Link. Dan, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks, Nikki. Always great to chat.
So, I mean, we do have a few days to go, a couple of weeks to go. Do you get nervous, Dan? Let's talk about that marathon last year, the team, the training, the everything put together, and then waking up and being notified that it was just too windy and the marathon was cancelled, right?
Not really, actually, Nikki. We got notified that the race had been cancelled due to safety concerns, and we all thought it was fake news.
Oh, really?
No.
Tell us about it, yeah? We
saw a notice on Instagram, and then it started going around WhatsApp groups. But it's the PR was not ideal because they sent out a message, and it actually said something about AI so we all thought it was AI generated or they had been hacked, because we woke up in Sea Point and it was a magnificent day. There were, all those palm trees in Sea Point were still and
upright.
Yeah, upright, and usually they most of the time they're bending over sideways.
Yeah.
And you know, by all accounts, it was a beautiful, perfect day. There were no rumors going around in the week leading up to the race that there were any weather risks. So it just wasn't on anybody's radar. And we got this message at about 10 to 5 in the morning, just before we were getting into our cars or Ubers to go to the start. And it said safety concerns. We actually had no idea. We thought maybe there were threats of terrorists, or we just had no idea. So they didn't manage it very well. But yeah, ultimately there were some winds, I think about 40k per hour winds overnight. And there was a bit of damage, and they decided to cancel the race, which was a huge disappointment for everyone, especially, well, yeah, everybody, especially people who had traveled or had saved up for the race, or they were doing their first marathon, and there were a lot of those people. But of course, the DL Link was resilient and made a plan.
Yeah, indeed. So you still ran?
Yeah, look, some of the DL Link team members went and ran the 42Ks. The Victoria Road along the Atlantic seaboard has never seen so many runners, I think, ever. And to be honest, I think that was the bigger safety concern than the wind, was thousands and thousands of runners going up and down with no marshals and no road closures and a bit of breeze off the mountains. So it was the vibe was great. We made the most of it. Of course, everyone was disappointed. Everybody was fueled up and carbo loaded to the max. And we had the support of Michelle and Tammy and all the supporters and the DL Link crew right by on the Sea Point promenade. So some of the guys did the full 42Ks. We were running in the name of Eliana Bender. Avidan, I think, was going to be potentially chatting to you today. Yes. So his daughter, who was undergoing treatment, and he finished his 42Ks under a DL Link banner there by Saunders Rock. So it was very special. And again, making the most of a really difficult, disappointing situation.
Yeah, that's amazing. And as you say, that's the DL Link and everyone who took part in it. We don't take no for an answer. And as I said in the introduction, you know, once you had approached the DL Link and said, let's try the Cape Town Marathon, that's it, signed and sealed. And the DL Link is happy to continue with that. Because as I said, it was the double whammy, because was it a week or two later that you had the 947?
Yeah, it was actually, I think, a week apart. Yeah, they were both in October. It was a unique thing that I told Michelle and Tammy and Terry and the team that it was a one-off opportunity to make it like a double header and a unique challenge of doing the two events back to back, because the 947 is usually in November, but it was brought to October because of the G20, and the Cape Town Marathon going forward is now in May, because it's a very strong candidate to become a major, a world marathon major. So they've moved it to May.
Amazing, amazing. So it's on the calendar, the DL Link calendar. And of course, you are going back with the team and you are going to be running on the 24th. And I think everyone's just, you're just picking up from last year. Is it the same kit? Are you running? Fill us in. How's it working this year?
So you can see me here on Zoom. I'm actually wearing the kit. So we got
You look fabulous. iStore, Excel Academy, super group. And let's see, supporting our runners in honor of our cancer warriors. And there it is, DL Link. And lift your hoodie. Let's see what's under the hoodie. Gee, there's a lot going on there. Beautiful. 36-1. There we have it. Asset management. Okay, so everything is there. And I love that kit. I love it. You look great.
So, thank you. So to be honest, what happened, Nikki, is that they sent out this message saying on the morning that the race was cancelled. And then about an hour later, they said, sorry, no refunds. So it was...
refunds.
Yeah. They said that the standard terms and conditions apply. So of course we were quite flabbergasted at that. But then Sunlum, the headline sponsor, came in a little bit later that day and said, don't worry, guys, anyone who's entered will get a complimentary entry for 2026 or 27. So all the DL Link runners from last year are either going to be running this year or next year. And then because it's a candidate to become a major, there's enormous demand and they've got a ballot system. So some people tried to enter the ballot for this year and didn't get an entry. So, but regardless, we're going to be running in the DL Link kit. We're going to be there. We're going to be representing. It's obviously it's a different ball game now that it's a candidate to be a major, because there's official charities are affiliated and accredited with the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon, and the DL Link is attempting to be one of those official charities, and there's a whole lot of protocols.
Okay, but so you're carrying on, you doing it. How many people are going to be able to run? So what's the team looking like?
Michelle will need to tell you, because she's been rallying up the troops. But I think it will probably be, I'm guessing, maybe 15 or 20 runners.
Wow.
Hopefully more. We're going down there. Hopefully the weather will play its part. Hopefully the organizers will be a little bit more geared for winds that are slightly above the average. And yeah. We'll be there. The greatest marathon runner of all time, Eliud Kipchoge, from Kenya, he's going to be there, which is huge for Cape Town and South Africa and Africa. Maybe we can attract him to the DL Link gazebo and get him to say
just
a few words.
Have some good baked cheesecake.
Yeah, exactly.
After a Shavuot. Before
Thursday night.
Exactly. So is he the one who just ran a marathon? There was a record broken last week? Is it under an hour? What was that record?
No,
is
so
it,
what happened was, Kipchoge, I'm sure most people are aware of the 4-minute mile, Roger Bannister. That was a huge breakthrough for humanity when somebody broke the 4-minute mile. So the 2-hour marathon has been a major, major barrier and goal for people, for marathon runners. And it's never been broken. So Kipchoge broke it in 2019, but in a controlled setting. So he had pacers who were rotating, and it was like very controlled and contrived. It wasn't an official marathon race. Last week, I think it was about 10 days ago, in the London Marathon, there were actually two guys, both Kenyans, who both broke 2 hours in an official marathon, which was huge. And Kipchoge, being the incredibly humble gentleman mensch that he is, he was so happy and so proud and so supportive of them, even though his world record had just been broken. So Kipchoge's on a world tour. He's on a world tour to promote running and marathon running. And part of that tour is being in Cape Town in 2 weeks' time.
Absolutely phenomenal. Amazing that he'll be there. So, yeah, so I'm very excited. We'll obviously be chatting after the race, Dan, and lots of training. As in terms of fundraising, so for people who are listening, how's the fundraising working? Do they choose a runner? Are the runners going out and looking for donations and funds and support? How's it working? Do you know?
So it's been a little bit uncertain and unclear. We've been waiting for guidance and the go-ahead from the DL Link. So Michelle will be able to give you more info on that. She'll give you all the links and all the details.
Okay, fantastic. Dan, always a pleasure having you on the show. When do you have time to work with your training and your cycling and everything that you do? When does that happen?
I squeeze it in. No, to be honest with you, fortunately, Uncle Claude, my AI partner, is exceptionally obliging and helps me to get a lot done in a short amount of time.
Oh, I think you have to share those Claude secrets. Dan, great having you on the show. Take care and all the best for the marathon happening on the 24th of May. Go well.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. Dan Stillerman on the DL Link Show, 101.9 Chai FM. Dan, as I said, absolutely amazing. He bought the idea. He's supporting the DL Link with this Cape Town Marathon. Yep, steps in place, but I think it's going to be very much a yearly occurrence, just as the 947 race is. Lots to get through, but certainly sending a whole lot of riders representing the DL Link happening on the 24th of May. We are going to take a break, play a song, and then after the break, Michelle will be joining us. And we obviously have lots of questions to ask her. So stay where you are, and we'll be right back.
For all your alcoholic or non-alcoholic requirements, business or private deliveries, Johnny's Liquor Hypermarket have you covered. No matter how big or small, Johnny's Liquor Hypermarket deliver them all. Visit us online at johnnys.co.za or contact our friendly staff on 012 323 7868. For your next event or if you're sending someone that special gift, Johnny's Liquor Hypermarket is your one-stop shop. Support responsible drinking. Alcohol not for sale to persons under the age of 18 years.
Have just tuned in. Welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM. So fabulous to be with you. Of course, this is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Delighted that Michelle Goodman, CEO of the DL Link, will be joining us any minute. But what I'd like you to do, if you're not driving, if you're driving, don't worry about it. But I invite you to close your eyes. just for a moment, and come on this short little journey with me. Perhaps you can picture yourself arriving at the doors of the DL Link. Before you even step inside, you hear the gentle sound of flowing water from the entrance feature, calming you, grounding you, reminding you to just slow down. And you walk through the doors and immediately feel it. Peace, warmth, safety. The colors around you are soft and soothing. Every shade, every texture, every detail has been carefully chosen to create a feeling of calm, a feeling of being held. And as you move through the space, you notice the beautiful circular seating pods, not just designed for comfort, designed for connection, a place where people can sit together, feel supported, feel linked. You continue walking and discover spaces created for every stage of life and healing. A gym where movement becomes medicine, where yoga and wellness can help restore both body and mind. A teen zone filled with energy and freedom, a space where kids can laugh loudly, let loose, and simply be themselves. And a children's playroom filled with light, imagination, and joy. DL Link is not just a building. It's become a haven, a place where every person who walks through these doors can feel seen, supported, and connected. And while it's not fully complete yet, the shell is ready. The heart is already beating, and we can't wait to welcome you in. Because every single detail of DL Link has been thoughtfully chosen with one purpose in mind, to benefit every single person who enters. And soon, we hope you'll walk this journey with us too. So that is the extraordinary center that is being built. So Mish, welcome to the show. So Hi. Lovely having you on the show today. Always a treat.
Hi,
and
Nick.
And wow, I mean, Brandon was saying that it's pretty exceptional. He had no idea that it was going to be anything like what he saw. How is it all going?
Well, to say the least, we are. I'm hoping it's another 4 to 6 weeks. Whoa. Wow. But I know that after the completion, it is just going to be awesome. So when we said hoping people will come through the door, not as warriors, we want to have the best and most warm and welcoming connecting place for our warriors, for their caregivers, for their families, and for friends. So many people come along with friends. We have volunteers coming in to do groups to volunteer on various different things, whether it's bringing in some homemade food, whether it's coming to do crafts. So in fact, we really just welcome anyone to come in the door, just drop in, come for a coffee, come and offer your services, come and link with people. We always put everybody to, inverted commas, good work. we always accept everyone and everything and find a place and a space and just try and do the best we can. But as far as the space is concerned, Nick, yes, we have really, really tried to tick lots and lots of boxes. And I think as we have emerged into the center that we are, that in fact we're proud to say we really feel that we have. And as you said, the colors are carefully chosen, and the heart and the space and everything is really carefully chosen. But before we go into the building, I just want to mention a couple of things, and that's before, while we've got Dan who's on the show, I'd like to first of all say to Dan and to Kaylee L'chaim, because Dan doesn't really do things single, one at a time, single track. Dan does things, multiple things at a time. He runs, he rides, gets engaged, speaks to his friend Claude, trains other people on AI. He's not really what you call your typical guy who just does things one at a time. So amazing. Just to say to Dan and Kaylee, congratulations, to say mazel tov, may you build a beautiful home together filled with nachas and only good things. And we're really honored then to have a person of your caliber always, you know, coming on board to DL Link in whatever's going on. Dan, 15th of June, we hope to see you at our casino. The launch, actually, the opening of our building is a casino evening. You know, DL Link doesn't really always stick to conformity. Hasn't really been my style for many years. we're opening with a casino evening, which we hope to really have fun, showcase what we've got. We are not going to be 100% complete, but we will have space for many tables and players and the chayims and drinks and fun. So that will be June. So I've told the builders that on the 14th of June, if they're not complete, I have signed the penalty clause up until then. So hopefully it'll happen then. And
can I jump in here for a second?
Go ahead.
So, Michelle, thank you for the beautiful warm wishes. Is that on the 14th or the 15th of June? I think it's important because Comrades is actually on the 14th. So I think for all the listeners and the runners out there.
Okay, thank you for that. We've just changed the date then. We will reschedule that. I'll change the date for their penalty, but don't tell the builders. We'll keep their penalty at that date and we'll change the date. Thank you, Dan. Thank you for that heads up. We must have overlooked that. And you know, Nikki, when you've mentioned a few times about being storms in Cape Town and we're sitting here a little cold, but not too cold, but with bright, beautiful sunshine and crazy storms elsewhere. And it kind of, as you said it to me, Nikki, I thought, you know, that's really life. People are going along in the sunshine and all of a sudden a storm can come. Brandon goes for a haircut and the next thing, you know, he's smiling here, but he's diagnosed with cancer. And that's pretty much what we often see in the life of our cancer warriors. And actually, to different degrees and different ways in everybody's life, there are storms and there are sunshine. And we daven for the sunshine. And we also pray that we actually deal well with the storms. Because, you know, everybody goes through different cycles, challenges. And this year we didn't take a team to run the marathon in Jerusalem. It's a major event of ours. This year Cape Town is at the end of Shavuot. So as you guys said, you know, the Cheesecake Brigade, but it has affected families or heads of families or mums going down and actually running. So we look forward actually to next year being a most awesome Cape Town Marathon. Almost in a way, I'd like to say third time lucky, and hopefully we'll be an official charity of the organization in a major by then, please God. Also would like to thank 361, Steve Lips and Sy Jacobs for having sponsored, being our head sponsor of the Cape Town Marathon from last year and, of course, again for this year. So just thank you to 361 for always being at our side or on board with us. And while we talk about the build, Nick, you know, I also would like to mention that, you know, a building needs a structure. We need a steel frame and barns, fencing. Nothing was too much trouble. No matter how many tons of steel we ordered, massive trucks would arrive. And similarly with Max Steel, no matter how many roofs, and we have 3 houses actually, like as you said, you know, Michelle said we're buying a house. Well, not only did we buy one, we landed up buying 2, and we've got 3,000 squares, which have been amalgamated into a large property. So we've got 3 houses to re-roof, and Max Steel trucks just arrived and arrived and arrived. And presto, have been parked outside our place, I think for the best part of at least 10 months, providing us with light so that we can bring light and joy to our warriors, light and warmth and all the things that Presto has provided for us. And a company, Supergroup, they are there doing our Wi-Fis and whatever we need. We just have people just coming on board. I just called a random company, Vortex, and spoke to them about taps. The next thing, we had all the gold taps that we're looking for. And handles, Handel & Co. and Decor, Handel, the Perez brothers, and people are so willing, Nikki, to just want to give, and we're willing to receive. So it's a great partnership. without receivers, they can't be givers. So it's a great partnership.
And that's so true, because that's what you carry through. You give, and the warriors and their families receive. People give. It's the cycle of everything. There's the DL link. It's how it's meant to be, Mish.
Right.
You know. So you've got this beautiful shell. You say still 4 to 6 weeks.
Minimum.
You've got the deadline, minimum. You've got this deadline, this amazing casino evening, which is happening. And I know that we will be talking more and more about that. But perhaps we can talk about these beautiful rooms that you've envisioned. You know, you're going to have this shell, the structure. What about filling the rooms? How's the wig room going, by the way?
So Justin and Marion Brivik have really driven the project for the wig room. They're really hard at it. And Monica, who you've met and spoken to several times and understood what it means to be provided with a beautiful wig when her crowning glory was lost. It's going, Nick. You know, it's all hard work. Nobody says it's not hard work. And we just have to continue to put it out there, because sometimes people just decide, oh, okay, I would like to give to a wig room or, you know, a wellness center. We've got a race coming up very, very soon, sponsoring the wellness center. One of our young warriors, well, she's a warrior, her parents were warriors, is doing it in her late mom's name. We're going to hear all about that soon. And Lee. And, you know, it resonates with her to sponsor a wellness room. And with the Briviks, who, you know, Michelle lost her daughter to cancer and she lost her hair. So they want to sponsor the wig room. And different rooms resonate. There's people who have shown interest in the teen zone, the toy, you know, the kids areas named after Rob's wife, Bev. Pixie Playroom. Of course, there's lots more to do. We haven't been irresponsible. We're obviously still looking, you know, certain bills are paid, certain are not. We're obviously looking to have our rooms all named, every bench named, everything there has been meaningful. We're looking for people to come on board, you know, in perpetuity, give something that's meaningful. It's there in bricks, it's flowers, it's whatever people want to be naming, want to be doing. We've got a spa, a gym, a jacuzzi. As I said, kids zone, teen zone, admin area. Some people might actually realize that an admin area is actually, it's not as exciting, but it's particularly important. And, you know, there's just various, various opportunities. And I would like to thank the community for the way they support us to date. And the second thing is, I would like to invite the community to please come past. There's lots of cars parked outside. There's lots of noise emanating from inside. And I would like to invite the community to come in and to see what we're doing. And maybe Gubby could say something, Gub, as to how, you know, how he feels this will benefit the warriors that he and Linda are directly involved with.
Annex.
How's it, Gabs?
How's it, Gaio?
Good, great. Lovely to have you on the show.
I tried to hide, but I couldn't.
You can run, but you can't hide.
I can't hear you that well. I'm sure Craig's going to turn up the volume a bit, or you're just maybe talking really soft. That's you, Gabs.
Yeah. You know, I'm the behind-the-scenes kind of guy, so I try to run away from this interview, but I got locked in the studio here, so I've got to say a few words.
And Michelle found you. She found you hiding behind the chair in the corner. Yeah.
She handcuffed me to the desk here. Yeah, so, I mean, this center's just going to be... can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this center's just going to be a one-of-a-kind thing that nowhere else, nobody else will ever... can experience will ever be able to experience a center like this. There's nowhere else that you'll find a place where people can just come and be nurtured and loved and belong and feel at home and feel welcome and just know that there's a place for them just to you know, just to come in and share and just be part of a community, you know. And I think, you know, the warriors that we see, I mean, we've probably got in excess of 500 families that we look after, which is a huge amount of families. And, you know, they every single one of them will be able to benefit from the center. So it's just it's mind-blowing that it's just going to be one of kind. It's going to be so beautiful and just exceptional. So as Mish said, we encourage everyone to come and have a look, to come and see, come and offer their time, come and offer their goods, you know, come and talk to warriors, come and talk to us, just see what it's going to be. It's going to be a really focal point of the community, of that, you know, the help and the care that we give. It's going to be a complete focal point for the families and for the warriors themselves, you know. So so kola kavod to all the people that are involved, especially to the people that have got grey hairs, the ladies, the Mish and Terry and Tammy and all those, because you can see sometimes how frustrated it is, but they've done an amazing job with this. So take my hat off to them, and they'll see the fruits of this. So well done.
Nick, closing, I would like to invite the community. We are really, really looking to name the center meaningfully, to name the rooms, to have people, to have the plaques. It's important to do things in honor of, in memory of, beautiful things. Come up with ideas, come up, step forward. This is for us. This is the community. This is our center. It is the only one of its kind in South Africa. And we are really asking people to come forward, come and meet with us, and, you know, help us to get our project to absolute beautiful completion.
Mish, it is, you know, every time you're talking about the center, I keep thinking about realization of a dream. But the realization of the dream is just the opening to the next dream and the next dream. True. So we continue to watch and see the realization of these dreams, an extraordinary place for extraordinary people. So, Mish, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure that if anyone who is listening wants to be a part of naming and, you know, contribute in any way, that they can contact you directly. Is there a number they should use? Is there an email address they should use?
You know, info@dllink.co.za. info@dllink.co.za. And, of course, they can always go to our website, www.dllink.co.za. And, you know, in terms of funding, whether it be the Cape Town Marathon, choosing somebody to fund, they can also go to the same website, www.dearlink.co.za. And I would just like to take the opportunity of wishing our producer, Lee, a speedy recovery and sending her our warmest.
Thank you so much, Mish, and thanks for coming onto the show. And we love you, Lee, and yes, we wish you a speedy recovery. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay warm. For me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, take care and goodbye.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
בחלומי נרדם על הגה ומתעורר בי והלה המון המון לילות כאלה אבל ממשיך כי אין ברירה ובאמת כבר לא יודע לאן הכביש הזה